You're listening to This Podcast Is For Women, episode number 80, When He Breaks His Promise and Doesn't Keep His Word, Are You With a Time Waster? In this podcast episode, I'm going to talk about how so often powerful, dynamite women find themselves stuck with men and relationships where the guy is making a lot of promises, he's kind of keeping her in the future when something will happen or will not happen, and he keeps kind of writing that promise until he just says, oh, I just can't do it. I can't make this happen, or he disappears or what have you, or you wake up and you realize this is just really never going to happen. I do not know what this sickness is called in men. But I do believe it is a fear of confrontation. Men also like to have it their way for as long as they can. And this is when sometimes women come to me and they've been with a guy, they've been engaged for 15 years. And they're like, He was so good to me. I really thought he was going to propose and marry me. And the guy will just stay in a comfortable relationship until he decides to move on. And until you get that commitment, until you get those promises met, you are really living on that man's time. So this episode's a little bit of a special treat because it is actually exclusive content from my private coaching group, I Heart Love Academy. You may know I have a group that you can attend. Live classes I teach every single month. There's a class that is taught every single week by my other coaches. And in this episode, I really share some insights and expertise gained from working with so many women that face this challenge. And in fact, after the class, after the intro, which is all you're going to get, you're not going to get the Q&A session. I think I spoke with maybe around 7 women who had various situations with men and offered them Q&A and insights and help them process what they're going through and how to stay aligned with their feminine energy. And in many cases, we were really having to have wake-up calls about your boundaries, about what you want, what you don't want, what you're feeling in your body, how long you should stay in something, maybe ride it out a little bit longer, and just deciding, when do I draw a line on a behavior, and also dealing with that feeling of, why has this person lied to me? Why have they held on to me for so long? Why have they strung me along? Why have they made all these future promises that they know they're going to break? So I'll share a little story with you all. Years and years and years ago, I fell hard for a man, and I didn't know him, but I had met him from afar. And I had let him know I'd really like to go on a date with him sometime, or that I was interested. I must have said or done something because he asked me out. And I want to tell you, I just liked everything about this guy. I was just gaga for him. And then he said, you know, this has been great. Are you available tomorrow night? And I was like, oh my God, he likes me. And we went on a date the very next night. And we had another wonderful time. He didn't really make a move or anything, though. I thought that was a little weird. But then he was like, okay, well, I'll call you. And something in the way he said that to me, I got very scared inside. I could feel like he's lying to me. But then I was like, no. He would just not tell me he's going to call me. He wouldn't say, like, I'll call you, knowing that he's probably not going to call me. So here's what began to happen to my life for about the next 3 months. And I am not kidding. I'm totally transparent with you all. I was waiting and waiting for this man to call me. I mean, I rarely would leave my home. I was checking my messages multiple times a day. Back then, we didn't have cell phones. We would have to actually call our house and check our messages. And I even had 2 different friends call his house to see if he was like actually home, if he was still in existence. Was he still alive? You know? And it was just really bananas when I look back on it, because I even ran into a friend of a friend and I said, hey, listen, we went on a couple of dates. We had a great time, but I've never heard from this guy. And they were like, really? Because he seems so like kind of down on his luck with girls lately. And I was like, nope, haven't heard from him. And I mean, I was brokenhearted. So some time goes by and he actually writes me a 3-page letter telling me how beautiful I am, how wonderful I am. And he's so sorry that if he made any sort of expectation or promise to me that he can't keep. And it just went on and on. And when I read that letter, I was like, what the hell? Like, this is nuts. The letter was. But then I was also like, you know, it might have got back to him, to this friend, that I was a little still hung up on him after 2 dates. Now, I don't know if you've seen this show called Orange is the New Black, but there was a character in there who had had a couple of dates with a guy, and then she was kind of convinced she was married to him, and she began to stalk him and all this sorts of crazy things. I don't want to say I was that bad. You know, I never like broke into his house or drove past his house, but I had it really bad for this guy because in my world, you don't tell someone you're going to call them and then just like not call them. It made no logical sense to me, right? And I got really hung up on it and really over invested. So again, I was very young. This was a long time ago, but you might be going through something very similar on a different level, different type of situation. And I wish you were part of my online group because you would love to hear women and their stories in the group about what they're going through, what they're facing, and how I coach them. And just a lot of times how we, you know, once we talk it out with someone who's been there and who understands all of this, you begin to feel better. You get some insights. And of course, you're going to be moving up the tiers, the T-I-E-R-S tiers, the steps that just keep increasing the power of your feminine energy. So that's really like what's behind all of my work, is that your value and your identity and your confidence and your boundaries, everything just rises to the surface so you don't get sucked into time with a time waster. So if you want to learn more about I Heart Love Academy, the link is below in this podcast episode, but it's also at everheartcoaching.com/coaching. And lastly, before we move on to this replay, which is also available on YouTube, if you want to check it out on YouTube, I want to really express my heartfelt appreciation for all the ratings and reviews I have received lately. Every review I receive means the world to me, and I'm really so grateful for your support. I really encourage that if you haven't done already, leave me a review on Spotify or Apple, and don't forget to share my podcast with a friend who can maybe get some insights from feminine energy and all the things I have to teach you. All right, thanks again for joining me. We're going to pause for a quick break and get right into the episode. So, hi everyone, I'm Adrienne Everhart, your feminine energy coach. Today I'm going to talk about how powerful dynamite women get caught up with time wasters. These are men that have great importance in our life. We love them, we care about them, we're interested in them, we're interested in the potential, where the relationship may go, where the relationship has been, whether it's a breakup, you're married, or you're just dating. I have found more powerful dynamite women get completely sucked into the whole concept of being with men that are time wasters. So I'm going to talk about this in depth. There are 3 points in particular that I want to share because I want you to get on with your rich, juicy, full life. This makes you way more alluring to any man, whether he is a time waster or he's, you know, you're in a breakup or it's your husband. You've got to get back to that rich, juicy, full life and get that activated. And what we call anxious attachment, which I'm sure is a very real thing, it really gets amplified when we're in this place of being involved with a time waster. So it's like this vicious cycle repeating itself. The more the man withdraws, the more the woman wants to pursue, the more anxious you get because he's not fulfilling your needs. And again, this can happen in so many scenarios, whether you're married, you're dating, or you're in a long distance relationship, or you're just, you know, trying to get through a breakup. You're trying to rebuild with your partner, or you want to move on. So we're going to talk about those pitfalls, the drama triangle, and what happens when you're waiting on a man to fulfill your life. You're waiting on that man to make your life wonderful.
and it's like you're stuck in time. So the first thing I want to talk about time wasters, and it's especially true for women who are dating and in long distance relationships. You can even be in a very lengthy engagement where you've been engaged for a long time, or he's promising you'll be engaged, or he's promising you'll get married at some point, and you keep waiting and waiting. You might be in a situation where you're waiting to meet his family. He keeps promising that you will eventually be able to meet his family. You might be waiting to date him regularly. You've met him online and it's a long distance thing, or it could be even a local thing. And you've maybe gone on one or two dates and it was wonderful, but the guy just keeps messaging you and you're not having like a regular type of dating relationship. So there are so many ways where women can get trapped in waiting on what that man is going to do or say, whether he's going to ask you out again, finally ask you to marry him, or if your husband is going to start coming around and being affectionate again and showing you attention and participating in you and the children's life. I mean, the list goes on and on. There are so many variables with this. It can just be so vast. But the thing is that men want it their way. Most people do want it their way. You know, we can be very selfish creatures, although we have a fairness to us. But men kind of, once they find something that's working for them and they're not fully invested, they're not fully on board, that's where you get this maybe, Mr. Maybe type of behavior where I'm stuck in this world of maybe. And if you were really important to me, if he really wanted to be with you, if he really wanted to be spending time with you or introducing you to his family, he would. It would just be that simple. So the first part of this is just noticing if you're in any type of time waster scenario. Now, I'll give you a couple examples from my previous marriage. I had a very lengthy engagement and I kept waiting. I was engaged and I kept waiting for us to get married. And I would often ask him, when are we going to get married? And he would be like, well, we had a really bad argument last month. He always had an excuse. Or as soon as I'm completed this work project. Now, eventually we did get married, but it took a lot of doing and action on my part, and the marriage didn't work out. And that doesn't necessarily have to be the case with you, but it's just an example of how much time and energy and frustration I had waiting. And even with my current husband, sometimes I can get into this, you know, mode with him where, let's say I want to plan a vacation or I want to do something. And he really doesn't want to, or he doesn't want to solve or fix a problem. And he kind of digs his heels in. And so you can get stuck in waiting and think, well, I'll be in my masculine energy if I take action. And that's not necessarily true. You have to keep your life rich and juicy and full and keep your life moving on regards to like making things happen for the man or making him take action. That's where you want to scale back and let that man be responsible for himself. So I hope that this is starting to make sense. This is kind of step one, which is observing. Now, the next one I want to talk about is the drama triangle. All you have to do is Google the words drama triangle, and you'll learn lots about the drama triangle. There's always a victim, there's always a persecutor, and there's always a rescuer. Now, for all of my women, in getting back situations, or you're going through heartbreak, or you have a high conflict personality partner, someone that has a lot of drama, a lot of conflict in your life, you will notice probably more often than not, you are blamed for whatever is happening, and they quickly become the victim. They will give you that as an excuse as to why the two of you can't get back together. They'll give you that as an excuse as to why the two of you are not married. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. You have said or done something to me, and I am a victim right now, and I am punishing you. You're in this place. You have been this person who's persecuted me. So there's the victim right there. And that's the case with a lot of men. Or they'll go into persecution mode. Like, you said this to me, like, you know, 6 months ago, or however long. Or they'll hold something over your head. Or you should have never looked on my phone in the first place. I mean, it's always something. Again, infinite excuses. But how you get engaged to that drama triangle is that you'll either go into persecuting, saving, or you will become a victim. And you want to just, again, be really aware of where you're becoming the victim or persecuting. So for example, my first husband who kept promising we would get married and then wasn't coming through, I would be like, don't you love me? Don't you see all the things I've done for you? Don't you see how devoted I am? I would become a victim. And then you just perpetuate this triangle. You don't get out of it. Then other times with my husband, I will go into rescuer mode. Well, honey, let me help you. What's going on? Sit down, talk to me. I go into rescuer mode. And then meanwhile, the victim just like sort of pouts and then maybe they persecute you a little bit. So you might notice this, you do this with your children. It's a very easy way to see it, especially with kids. Now, kids can be kind of high conflict and dramatic because their personalities are still developing. But grown adult men, it's a completely different thing. So I want you to begin to notice this if you're living on, if you're getting trapped in years of time going by, frustration, living on crumbs, whatever it may be, just notice if that drama triangle is playing out. Now, this next one with time wasters is about his problems are not your problems. This kind of goes back to number one, and it really kind of homogenizes all of these together, which is the man will have problems. He will have reasons, he will have excuses, he will have some sort of boundary or issue or whatever it may be, why he isn't pursuing you or why he's not doing what you want him to do, whatever it may be. So I want you to be on the lookout for all those problems he might have or what his excuse is for his behavior. Here's a super big red flag, and I don't talk about red flags very much because I'm always about how do you feel? Let's not look at the red flag. How do you feel? That's your guideline for all of this. But let's say you are in a situation where your partner gets angry at you, he crosses a boundary with you verbally or what have you, and you begin to defend yourself or stand up for yourself, or you say, you know, I'm feeling really hurt by that. And then he says, well, if you wouldn't have said X or Y, then I would be okay right now. I would be behaving right now. So this is right out of, you know, being an abusive person 101, which is they're going to blame the victim for whatever is going on. Now, here's why I want to use this one as an example, because your bypass out of this is through your feminine energy. It is through you not getting engaged in the drama or his problems. Whether it's all his excuses why he can't date you regularly or his excuses why he can't marry you or whatever it may be, instead of getting involved in that drama, you're just going to notice how you feel. So feminine energy is very much like, how am I feeling about this? So if my partner snaps at me and I want to go into defensive mode, or you know what, when you can speak to me in a nice way, I'll talk to you. You're having a little bit of a boundary. But there's still a little bit like, I need you to behave a certain way for me to be okay. And instead, I want you to come up at it from a place of, wow, I feel terrible hearing that. Period. Leave it at that. Don't say anything else. We're not going to rescue. We're not going to defend. We're not going to explain. You're leaving it at this very simple statement. And feminine energy is incredibly succinct when she wants to be. So I want you to begin to practice that, whatever you're feeling. You're not getting engaged. The guy keeps talking about it. How do you feel? He's not taking any action. How do you feel? I feel like this is never going to happen. Okay, but what do you feel in your body? Wow, what do you really feel? Or if your partner is promising to meet you, promising to date you, promising for you to meet his family, how do you feel that this is or is not happening in your life? This is where you have to go into finding what you're feeling in your body. And trust me on this one, ladies, when you can succinctly be able to express this to a man, you're home free. This is where your feminine energy can really begin to help the relationship grow and expand in a positive way that isn't getting him, I talk about those two bulls on the mountaintop, you know, locking horns. Instead, you're succinctly speaking what you need or feel. You're not saying, I feel bad because you said such and such to me. You're just saying, I feel really bad. Or I feel like when you said that to me, so that's not a feeling. That's a whole different sentence that you're saying. You want to get away from time wasters. The best way to do this is refocus on what you're feeling inside your body and observe what the man is doing or saying. Promising words don't mean a thing. They're wonderful when a guy says them. He usually means them when he says them, but you have to look for that action. Masculine energy is all about action. All right, I hope this has been helpful.
Thanks for joining me. This was from an iHeart Love Academy private class. See the links below to join my private coaching membership. Okay, thanks for joining me for this podcast episode. Again, you can also watch it on YouTube and definitely check out my private coaching group, iHeart Love Academy. All right, until next time, bye.